Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
It's our cue. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, Free Speech Central. And Rich Sheban's with us in front of the classroom. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. And, we're living crazy times right now, folks. And I think the wake-up in America and in the free world is at all-time highs right now. And, folks, I'll tell you something right now. When I give these articles and mention all this news, it isn't to be to just deliver bad news. It is to wake people up, to save lives, so we can create solutions. Believe me, I would love to talk about gardening and animal husbandry and hunting and fishing and off-grid living and solar and crack a few jokes here and there, but we're just not in that time in life right now. And you see, I'm going to share articles with you today regarding the sellout of the American media, including some conservative sites like Newsmax that have literally taken money from the government, including Health and Human Services, to sell propaganda for the vaccine. We have to be aware of all this stuff. We have to be aware of the American sellouts, the traitors, the careers that people consider to be more important over the American people and their country, because we are allowing our so-called leaders to hide crimes, murder, hide the consolidation of power, money, and control, labeling truth as misinformation to sell narratives. Vince, it's almost like we're beyond Twilight Zone. We're almost like we're living in some type of virtual reality cartoon with all these created crises, divide and conquer strategies. All these elite sanctioned messages, it's, how do you feel, Vince, if you were, obviously you're in the independent media, I mean, you do your reading and research like we all do, especially on USAPrepares.com. I want to ask you, Vince, if you were the average person out there, you're either busy working or you're busy paying your trying to figure out how you can pay your taxes or your next bill or get food on the table or even pay for gasoline right now. What do you think, how much time do you think the average person has to do the reading and research that we deliver on this program weekly basis,
I know what they do. I know what they do. Literally, they go to work, they hate their jobs, their boss is saying more, 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 faster, 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 hurry up. And they're tasked with something akin to the impossible, regardless of whatever field they're in, what field they're in. And they hate their jobs. They hate going to work. It's a means to an end. They're trapped. They've got car payments. They've got house payments. They've got apartment rental fees. And they're trapped. They can't make enough money to survive. Their boss hates what he does or she does, and the employees get beat up because the boss's 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 boss wants more money. So everybody pays the price. All the little people pay the price. Then, when they come home from that job, they're in traffic. They're in, it's automobile warfare. Everything's miserable. prices are sky high. It costs more this afternoon than it did this morning to buy that loaf of bread or that gallon of gasoline or that tank of gasoline. They come home. They're frustrated. They're exhausted. They do a swan dive on the couch. They look at the bozo, the boob tube, the blue screen. They pass out, and they wake up tomorrow and do the same thing. It's miserable. So they don't really have the desire to learn anymore. All they want to do is put their mind in park because their working life has been turned into misery. That's one thing. Then you have people like us who are forecasters, we're researchers, we understand history, we know that history repeats itself, and if you don't understand history, you become a victim of it. So there are people like us who are seeing all this bad news, and we understand that it's really bad news. But the people, let me say it this way, it seems like there's a couple different kinds of people, like two. The kinds that live in the urban city environment, and then there's those of us who live in the rural environment. The city people don't seem to see the same veracity of shortages that we in the country do. And I believe that's intentional. And I'll tell you why. I just figured this out yesterday. The reason that they don't see the shortages that we see is because if they did, there'd be rioting within an hour or by tomorrow morning. So to keep them pacified, supplies are delivered to the city in lieu of delivering them to us in the country. The city people don't really make things happen. You know, they're not in the business of making food. They're not in the business of raising animals. They're not in the business of manufacturing as much as those in the country are. So it's exactly upside down and backwards. The people who are living in the city are consumers, but there's so many of them, a riot would be a bad thing. So to keep them pacified, they have make-work jobs. The government has these $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 jobs that really are make-work to keep people from rioting. So there's shortages, but the countryside sees them more. There's a lack of employment for the countryside people. So they figure that we're so far apart, we won't riot. That's how I see it.
I'm sure that's a big part of it. There's no doubt about it. But people are waking up to the fact that they are not believing what they hear, especially on the mainstream media. And we were talking privately the other day, and I made a comment, and you said, "Oh, Rich, say that on the air." And, you know, when the mainstream media, the White House, any of the powers that be, any of our agencies, organizations, institutions, not just monetary, health, you name it, they're all political, tyrannical, fear-based, non-science-based, corrupt, control-based, money-based, benefiting the wealthy. That's why all these terms like experts and official authorities are all bought and paid for and blackmailed. And people are waking up to the fact, I want to verify everything. If I hear the sky is blue, I want to go out to the window and look up to see if the sky is blue. I want to read and research. I think people are waking up, Vince, to the fake theater, the corruption. They don't believe anything, the fake pictures. You know, just like Ukraine and the money laundering for the DNC and the kids of the traitors of America, you know, Biden's kids, Pelosi's kids, Romney's kids, all driven for dollar benefits. This is why so much of what you hear is really selling narratives, speculation, and there's so many different scenarios because of all the corruption. And, you know, look at all the biolabs that are being uncovered in Ukraine right now, U.S. funded, which are they are even deleting the whereabouts of the biolabs to hide the fact that this is why the elite want nuclear war. They want more bio attacks. They want to hide crimes. They want to, it's all about the deep state, protecting itself. And every elite that's calling for war against Russia, every elite person in their family has access to bunkers. And I have some of those articles I'm going to mention into the broadcast here, Vince. You let me know when you want me to start ripping out information.
I just wanted to mention one thing. I've got a couple things, very short things to mention during this two-hour class. We're looking at oil, Russia, because we put a ban on Russian oil here in the United States. Looks like yesterday that happened. Biden was under pressure, and he finally Looks like he finally relented. At least that's what's been reported. Oil, according to the Russian officials, are thinking that oil is going to hit $300 a barrel. And that's entirely possible. If oil hits $300 a barrel, you're looking at around $14 to $15 a gallon. That will absolutely cripple the United States. No one's going to be going to work. You won't be going to that job at that restaurant, or if you have one, or that job at the big box store at $14 to $15 a gallon. No one's going to be going to work. Won't be able to afford to go to work. So think about that. Literally, what would happen if you have one of those low-wage jobs? You will spend about a half a day's pay for the fuel to get to work for that day. For that day. That's after taxes. No kidding. So that's simple arithmetic. This is really serious. And there's one other component to this, Rich, that I don't know if you're going to be talking about it, but the Russian army tanks shelled a nuclear power facility in Ukraine. They didn't seem to have any problems setting on fire the administration building, the training building. And it was reported, and maybe erroneously, I don't even know if that's true, that there was a nuclear reactor that was set on fire. If they're willing to shell a nuclear facility and a research nuclear facility, two of them have been shelled so far. If they're willing to do that, there are 104 nuclear reactors in this country. There are over 400, between 400 and 500 nuclear power generation plants in the world. Any of them can be a target. If one of those is hit, it's an absolute ecological disaster. A lot of people will die slowly, and some will die quickly. So it's really serious. There's plenty of targets. I'm not suggesting that this happen. I think that if that happens, that pushing that button will push us into MAD, mutually assured destruction. World War III, full scale. Back to you.
Okay, Vince, I'm going to start shooting off information. I'm going to address what you just said. First of all, not only is Biden buying Russian oil, he's also importing Iranian oil now. I don't think we've done that since probably, the early 90s? I don't know. But let me address what you just said regarding the bombing. There's so much false information because the powers that be want everybody to stand for Ukraine, okay? How come so many people didn't stand for your own freedoms when you were needed most from this clot shot with all these deaths that's coming? I want to go into great detail on that. Central bank corruption, borders collapse, election fraud, all obvious proven proof. And now they want kinetic war, economic war, nuclear war, to hide the crimes of the elite for the purpose of the Great Reset and reducing population. All because too many people are afraid to be called names and not like standing up for the rule of law. That's why we're in this position right now. Okay, and of course I shortcut everything because of all the data I want to give to you in articles. Regarding what you just said, Monday the 7th, Sputnik, TASS, and more Ukrainian militants just got busted plotting to blow up a nuclear reactor. Okay? Just got busted. Now, so basically, I just said Ukrainian militant. This is what happens in wars. This is what happened all over the Middle East. Their own people would shoot women and children to say the enemy did it to create a narrative. This is what's happening. I'm going to mention a bunch of stuff on Russia, then I'm going to go into healthcare, then I'm going to go into general news and election fraud. We'll be right back, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Hey, thank you, Vince, and thank you for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment right. I really appreciate it. I know our listeners do. And we need to stick up for America right now, for our people, for the little guy, and give as much information as possible. But going back to what I said earlier, the mainstream media, the journalists, the bankers, judges, lawyers, politicians, they have all betrayed the trust of the people. They have dishonored and corrupted their professions. You have to do your own reading and research. You have to go to independent media, which I've given many, many, many websites and broadcasts over the years and months. So I'm going to go, since this started with Russia, I'm just going to mention a few articles really quick, okay? I'm going to go as quickly as I can here, folks. Russia reportedly sends 100 tons of food and medicine to Ukraine, completely censored by Western mainstream media. Next, majority of wealthy Americans want U.S. military involvement in European war. Every one of those people has their friends and their family already signed up to safe bunkers, every one of them. You need the reason why they are doing this, because all this bioweapon data and all the crimes from election fraud to everything else is coming out. This is why they need chaos. They need infighting. They need race wars. They need gender wars. They need sexual orientation wars. They don't care if it's kinetic, economic, biological, chemical. They don't care, okay? Next. World News, CNN, ABC, CBS, BBC, and Bloomberg cease Russian broadcasting. You know why, folks? It's because Russia said, if you lie and you create fake news, you're going to prison. So they all pulled out. What does that tell you? Do not believe anything that comes from any Western organization. Basically, they're contaminated, folks. They're incapacitated. Okay, next. Russian Ministry of Defense claims it has evidence of U.S.-funded bioweapons research labs in Ukraine. Are you hearing this? Evidence. In fact, Russia even tried to call, what's his name, Biden, and Biden wouldn't accept the call. They need to hide information. Do not believe anything, anything. Next, Russia publishes documents which shows Ukraine was working on biological weapons near Russian borders such as anthrax and the plague. Next, war footage from Ukraine is actually clips from a video game. Do you remember all this, the ghost of Kiev and the beauty queen grabbing guns and shooting people down? Look, all of this has proven to be fake. 95% of what you hear, people, is fake. It's phony. It's selling a narrative to get our young people over there for collateral damage for more depopulation. Next, Putin to the Ukrainian army. Do not let these Nazis use you as human shields. This is what happens all around the world. This has happened in almost every war. Where the corrupt people in that country has literally killed people with whatever weapons. It could have been biological, could have been chemical, could have been kinetic of any type. And then they basically sell this narrative to create more wealth for the military-industrial complex and create more consolidation of power, money, and control and take more freedoms and liberties and rule of law from the people, okay? Next, I mean, what? I just mentioned one article. Russia's sending 100 tons of food and medicine to Ukraine. You know, I'm not saying this isn't a war. I'm not saying there isn't death and killing. But we have to really research before we start sending people over. This is not our war. All these promises that NATO made and the EU to bring Ukraine in, it's all BS. None of it has happened. They all these people back down for the purpose of this chaos to basically stop everything. Okay. News video shows Russian and Ukrainian troops guarding Chernobyl plant together. Together. Are you hearing it? Ukrainian parliament member tells Fox News, we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for the New World Order. Unquote. George Soros says we must do whatever possible to back Ukraine. Do you want to listen to George Soros? Really? We'll be back, folks, right after this break. Appreciate you being here.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Roughly 1.8 million refugees fleeing Ukraine as Russian forces continue their violent and destructive invasion into their neighbor.
Ukrainian President Zelensky describes some of the Russian horror.
No military sense, just terror. They also took hostages in Irpin, Buchi, Hostomel, many other towns and settlements, villages where the invaders managed to occupy temporarily.
President Zelensky on the BBC has called for his country to be provided with military aircraft support and a global boycott of Russian oil to help his country's efforts. Congress gave final approval Monday to legislation making lynching a federal hate crime in the United States. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act is among some 200 bills that have been introduced over the past century that have tried to ban lynching in America. The bill was sent to President Biden and is expected to be signed into law. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Solar Orbiter spacecraft that will study the sun is a joint mission of the European Space Agency and NASA. It is officially halfway between our planet and the sun, 93 million miles away. The spacecraft is currently 46.6 miles from our star. The orbiter is using gravitational pulls from Earth and Venus to slingshot itself inward. A prominent U.S. award has been given to Ukraine President Zelensky.
Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky will receive the Ronald Reagan Freedom Award for his courageous fight against tyranny and for his indomitable stance for freedom and democracy. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute made that announcement this morning. Zelensky has remained in Ukraine to support and rally his countrymen against President Vladimir Putin and Russian troops' unprovoked invasion. Zelensky will be the 11th recipient of the Reagan Foundation's highest honor. Former President Reagan gave the first Freedom Award to former Soviet Union President Mikhail Gorbachev at the Reagan Library in 1992. The award is given to leaders who, like Ronald Reagan, have contributed greatly to the cause of freedom worldwide. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Des Moines, Iowa police are reporting a teenager has died and two others have been hospitalized in critical condition after shots were fired outside a high school in Iowa on Monday afternoon. Suspects in the shooting at East High School have been arrested, though charges have not been filed at this time. Police suspect the shots were fired from a drive-by. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, Greg Lesher just sent me a link and a headline of LifeSiteNews.com. Quote, Ukrainian President Zelensky is tied to Klaus Schwab, Justin Trudeau, and other global elites. End quote. Then there's a paragraph that says, the ubiquitous support for Zelensky by the elite including support from Defund the Police and Black Lives Matter, leftist mega donor George Soros, Trudeau, American President Joe Biden, and all sides of the mainstream media has led many to question the true motivation behind the West's condemnation of Russia and a concern that a push for yet another foreign war involving the West is underfoot, end quote. Kind of like what you've been saying.
Absolutely. In fact, that was my next article, Vince, from Citizen Free Press. Putin was part of Klaus Schwab's Young Global Leaders with Justin Trudeau. And look, I don't know if any of this is true, but at this level, with this technology, it looks like everything is theater. Everything. When you hear the word democracy, that's the elite basically saying their code word is that they're going to take over. That's what democracy means. That's why when you hear stand for Ukraine, how come we didn't have all these people, pardon my repetition here, standing for our freedoms when we were needed most with the cloth shots, the central bank corruption, the border collapse, the election fraud, with all this proof that we've been talking about forever. Okay, I'm going to go into, look, what our organizations, institutions are, they're political, they're tyrannical, they're fear-based, they're basically contaminated. They've been incapacitated. They're taken over, okay? I mean, look at this. DOJ arrests three individuals on terrorism charges, likely linked to Patriot Front Group, but others were let go. And they're talking about all these cyber pandemic attacks and Patriot attacks and solar flares and this war and that war. And, you know, I mean, this is all planned. Everything is by design. Look, Secret Service claims they can't find Hunter Biden's travel records for 2010, 2011, 2013. The Secret Service. Come on, people. I mean, we cannot trust any government institution or any big corporation right now. It's all planned theater, every bit of it. It's all fake. It's all corrupt. We cannot believe anything. I mean, how come Putin's finding all these biolabs in Ukraine? And it's not just Ukraine. I got more articles on biolabs being in other places, too. But since I kind of delved into healthcare a little bit, let me move on with that information. Tom Littleton on church receiving money from FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. They're buying off churches. I mean, I remember reading an article. I just got to find it here. It was an interview on the Stu Peters Show. Basically, every American institution has been tainted, folks. There was a poor man. His name was Ernest Ramirez. He lost his 16-year-old son from his heart doubling in size because of the clot shot. FEMA called him to ask him if they could change the death certificate to COVID. Now, for those of you who are regular listeners, it's not hard to believe. How many articles have we given of physicians, hospitals, institutions taking the bribe to change the death certificate to COVID? To put them on remdesivir, to put them on a vent, to give them the fake PCR test to diagnose somebody with COVID. How many of these hundreds of articles and proof have we given? Mike Eden calls this whole thing, Dr. Mike Eden, fraud, collusion, data fraud. It's on video. He's got the evidence. He says none of this is about public health. It's on Red Voice Media. Dr. Malone says the CDC is the arm of the White House. Look, there's evidence upon evidence upon evidence. Okay, I got to move on. I got to keep moving on. I got so much stuff, people. Please pass this on to your friends and family who really need information, and they're, for some reason, whether it be Stockholm syndrome, cognitive dissonance, or their own ego and pride, they're afraid to admit that they're wrong, but they're so much evidence. Next, CDC quietly admits COVID vaccines cause heart attacks and strokes. Big pharma media tries to pin blame on everything else, and that's what they're doing. They're looking for plausible deniability everywhere. We've given hundreds of those articles. Dr. Robert Malone, the CDC hid COVID data and committed massive scientific fraud. Why are these people not arrested? Next article, more evidence COVID was tinkered with in a lab. Now scientists are finding viruses and chunks of DNA that match a sequence patented by Moderna 3 years before pandemic began. That's not a coincidence, folks. That's called planned. And there's articles on Rumbles and videos on Rumbles, one from Bannon's War Room about the lies of Pfizer and billions of dollars of cash payments from Joe Biden and your tax dollars going to the media to sell the phony narrative. This is disgusting. Next, the CDC is now spending $5,000 of your money on every minority who gets vaccinated for COVID. Look, we can talk about each one of these articles for an hour. I don't have time. My job is to wake you up and give information. Please verify. Everything's published in the public domain. Dr. Zelenko, they have AIDS, unquote. Israeli funeral directors are seeing a tenfold increase in death. In death. Death. Who's number one for on a per capita basis for getting the clot shot? Israel. Who's number two? The U.S., because I've given those articles, I've shared those charts with you. And by the way, Dr. Zelenko, right now, it's about an hour and 20-minute interview on X22Report.com. He talks about the antidote with zinc ionophores like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, quercetin with zinc. He's used it many times in a gun bullet analogy. He basically says it's the perfect bioweapon and has the powers that be of use fear and isolation to make people take this bioweapon. He says there's up to 9 animal diseases. You've heard us use many articles with the word chimeric and gain of function in it. He says there's 3 proven capabilities. I apologize for going quickly regarding this injection. First is population control. There's quick kill, there's infertility, there's cancer and autoimmune diseases, and there's ADE, which causes basically a catastrophic immune reaction. Second is surveillance. The U.S. government has patented transmission data to third party, patented, and it depends on low orbitable system like satellites and things like that. And the third is transhumanism, which is gene editing, and they're using some CRISPR technology. It's basically like cutting and pasting on your computer to play God. Do you remember what Klaus Schwab said to prepare for an angrier world? Have you seen all the videos, especially of people on planes where they're just losing it mentally? It's because of these people have taken the clot shot, most likely, and they're around 5G and Wi-Fi, and they're basically getting gene editing. That's why Klaus Schwab said to prepare for an angrier world. They're using us to kill us against each other. Are you awake yet? Next, same media criticizing Putin for violence against innocents pushed vaccine violence on billions using journal terrorism. Absolutely. Next, documents reveal hundreds of media companies, including conservative media, were paid by the federal government to promote the COVID vaccines. I referred to this earlier. Next, while we're distracted with war, the World Health Organization global pandemic creates bills to overpower countries' laws. You see what's happening, folks. This is what happens when people wake up. This is what happens when they need to hide crimes. Next, Pentagon ran bioweapon labs in 25 countries, including Ukraine, but yet there's no outcry against the U.S. for funding COVID gain-of-function. Can you believe it? Some of the world's most dangerous bioweapons are made in a lab in Maryland, not just China and Ukraine. Maryland. Whose state is Maryland? We all know that, don't we? Next, studies confirm spike protein mRNA in COVID vaccine alters human DNA within hours after injection. Next, CDC is guilty of criminal scientific fraud, says Dr. Malone. Look, Dr. Malone, Peter McCullough, Dr. Zelenko, all these people, these are heroes. They're American patriots before they are doctors. There's a lot of doctors who sold out for their own personal benefit and their own self-preservation. Next, CDC Director Walensky blames over-optimism for her false claims that the vaccine was 95% effective. See, all this is falling apart. They're creating, they're backtracking for plausible deniability. All these people, Walensky, Fauci, all these people should be in prison. Prison. Next, leaked top secret Pfizer document shows COVID-19 vaccine is far more dangerous than the world knows and information is showing from official reports. Next, Emerald Robinson, the Pfizer vaccine, listen to this, folks, only has 1,291 side effects. If you knew, including death, by the way, never mind all these adverse events which destroys you for life, however long that life is going to be, if you knew that these vaccines had 1,291 side effects, would you have taken it? That's not consent. That's not safe and effective. Next. Worm eggs found in vials. German doctors reporting hatching eggs in vaccine. Next, bombshell study. Pfizer COVID jab contents enter the liver, alter human chromosomes, and rewrite DNA. We've given many of these articles, folks. Researchers sound alarm after finding parasites, nanobots, and graphene in COVID-19 vaccines. Bill Gates now conceding that natural antibodies are better than virus than his big pharma vaccine. First of all, he's backtracking. Plausible deniability. We hear the powers that be always talking about experts. How is Dr. Bill Gates an expert, folks? That was sarcasm. There's no doctor in front of it. Next, you could put in front of it things like genocide, eugenics, murder, but not doctor. Next, you keep covering up thousands of COVID-19 vaccine deaths. Royal hypocrisy. Queen Elizabeth of England has COVID, and she's reportedly taken ivermectin to treat it. Do you remember when I gave articles months and months ago, folks, of our own Congress, hundreds of them, being caught taking ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine? Remember that? Next, board member of large German health insurance company sounds the alarm. Side effects of COVID vaccines much higher than official reports.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's what you're hearing is nothing. Nothing is going right. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Listen, folks, I wish me and Vince could do more banter, crack a few jokes, talk about hunting and fishing and off-grid living and gardening and edible medicinal plants. It's not the place. I've already had a ton of people contact me. I'm not going to mention how, and thank me for waking them up and saving themselves and their family from basically they saved themselves. We gave them information on this broadcast. Vince always, and I always say, don't believe a word we say. Read, research, and verify everything we say. Today, I have so much information. Before the broadcast, I usually delete, before the broadcast, about 100 articles and bullet points. During the course of the program, I'm deleting more articles during the commercial breaks because I know I can't get to them. So here we go. I'm going to keep moving on, finish up healthcare here. Health officials continue to push for more vaccination despite VAERS being overwhelmed with reports of vaccine-related deaths. And the good news here, it's hard to find good news in that article, but the good news here is that people around the world, including in America, less and less are taking the clot shots, the booster shots, whatever it is, because people are waking up. They're getting information. I know a lot of people personally who themselves and their family were coerced into taking this clot shot, and they are really pissed off, big time. Next, fully vaccinated individuals are shedding graphene and infecting the unvaccinated, causing serious health complications. Next, Romanian football team are banning all vaccinated players because they're too weak to compete. Next, Ohio and Texas issue warning on toxic chemical found in mailed at-home COVID-19 testing kit. We've given many of these articles regarding these testing kits that mostly come from China that are non-functional and even have organ failure and cancer chemicals in these kits. Next, CDC admits to collecting your DNA with PCR tests. We've given many of these context articles over the months. Next, more than 5 million children lost a parent due to COVID, a bioweapon funded and built by governments. Folks, I have so many articles that I don't even, and it's sad, but I don't have the time, and I wish I did, but so many specific individual torture, people who have died, who have lost limbs, who have lost organs, and I just don't have the time to be that specific. It's sad. I apologize for that. Next, scientists are afraid to study COVID vaccine side effects because they know their findings will be demonized as politically incorrect. And basically what scientists and physicians and research who get grants, they know if they don't come out with the narrative that they want, that the powers that be want, they're not going to get paid. So everything is fake and phony unless it comes from a patriot, unless it comes somebody who has a high recruitment and rating from what I call the PIC coefficient. Patriotism, intelligence, and courage. In other words, people who are willing to be hated for telling the truth. Next, compared to flu shots, COVID vaccines are, you ready for this, folks? Are 11,361 times more likely to cause a stroke. Stroke. Next, hidden camera, FDA executive reveals future COVID policy that Joe Biden, this is in quotes, wants to inoculate as many people as possible. And do you remember in the beginning of the broadcast, I did a little excerpt on Dr. Zelenko's hour and 20-minute interview on X22Report.com, and he talks about the three capabilities of the injection, which is population control, surveillance, and transhumanism. Next, CDC refuses to publish COVID booster shot data as promised, claims it will deter people from getting injected. They're literally hiding data, all these organizations, including Big Pharma, and nothing's happening to them, folks. This is beyond criminal, beyond. CDC hiding data, crimes and collusion with Big Pharma. Cover-up. DOD silent after whistleblowers expose COVID vaccine injuries in our military. This is the Department of Defense. Do you remember the article in front of Senator Johnson with Tom Rentz, the patriotic lawyer? Information was leaked. Our military, just from taking this already, all these increases in adverse events, including death, one of them is cancer, folks, 300% increase in cancer. They are literally disabling us to fight in a war, taking up our oil, dismembering our military, our monetary system, everything. We'll be right back, folks.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.